Keep it to yourself.
We're just doing this one service. This one service. So, yes, you can just absolutely leave now. You can absolutely leave right now. If you're like, this is horrible, I didn't sign up for this, I'm out. You can totally do that. That's totally fine. You've got Psalm 145. Go out, find a tree, reflect on God's goodness under that tree. That's totally awesome if you want to do it that way. Totally great. Lots of freedom here this morning. Does that make sense so far? Anybody panicked yet? Yeah, I see some tentative looks. Yes, Frank is freaking out back there already. Doesn't take much, does it? Doesn't take much to get us rattled as good Presbyterians. Some of us went to officer training, and we remember the phrase decently and in order, and all of a sudden it's like, wait, we don't do this anymore. All right, the theme is God's goodness. Why is this important? The reason I think this is important, and the reason why I think it's important that we don't just assume God's goodness, like, okay, yeah, we all know God's good. What next? Problem is that that neuroscience research has helped us to understand that our brains, when it comes to bad things, are like Velcro. When we have a bad experience, our brains are naturally, by evolutionarily speaking, designed to hold on to those bad feelings, those bad experiences, and cling to them. And it sort of makes sense, doesn't it? If you ever have a run-in with a saber-toothed tiger, you're going to want to remember that for future reference. But here we are, growing in Christ, growing in our knowledge, having the scriptures before us, and we recognize that it's so easy for us to cling to the negative experiences. On the other side of the coin, when it comes to good experiences, our brains are like Teflon. Positive, good experiences tend to slide right off of us. Have you ever noticed that? Have you ever been in a really rich, beautiful moment, and and you can be in it for a few seconds before you realize this isn't going to last? Before your brain starts to immediately start to think about what's the next bad thing that might happen, right? And so, certainly one of the reasons why God calls the people of God together in worship is to acknowledge and give praise to God, but it's also to help us reorient ourselves after a week or before a week of really hard, scary, stressful, dangerous, or at least they seem dangerous to us in the moment, things, to be able to hold this larger reality of God's goodness. That for all the challenges that we face in our own personal lives, for all the challenges we face as a nation and as a world, God's goodness is a larger reality. And if we're going to have that experience, that reality, to a greater and greater extent, we need to meditate upon it. We need to savor it. We need to spend time sort of sinking down into it. And so, the same research that says that our brains are like Velcro when it comes to bad experiences and like Teflon when it comes to good ones says you can solve that problem by actually focusing on a good experience for at least 15 seconds. So, you're seeing a beautiful sunset. Don't look at the sunset and go, wow, that's gorgeous, and then go back to your phone. See that sunset and pause and be with it for 15 seconds. Be with that beautiful flower. Be with your baby. Be with your spouse. Be with that moment of joy and that moment of beauty and be with it. Be present to it as fully as you can for a full 15 seconds. It seems like a long time, right? But we all know that's half of a commercial and our attention spans can't really go that long anymore. So, I wanted to give you Psalm 145 this morning, and we've broken it up as a meditation. We're going to sing some, and then I'll introduce a section of the scripture. You've got a handout, and that handout has the text, mostly so that you can take it home with you and reflect on it the rest of the week. I've given you some prompts that you might want to use to reflect on. Use them or don't. As you hear the text, there might be a word or a phrase that the Holy Spirit just, it just pops up out of the page for you. You just find yourself, that just catches you. And if that, and that might be the word, the phrase that the Lord has for you this morning. And the rest of it isn't all that important to you, but that's what the Lord's given for you. And God, and you're going to sense that God's asking you, inviting you to go as deep into that, to meditate on that, to repeat that to yourself. And if that's what's, if that's true, great. I want you to do whatever you need to do personally so that collectively, together, we can experience and savor God's goodness on a deeper way. Any other questions? Do you feel ready to give this a try? Would you please stand for our call to worship? Let's read this together. Open your mouth and taste. Open your eyes and see how good God is. Blessed are you who run to Him. Worship God if you want the best. Worship opens doors to all His goodness.
Creatures of our God and King, lift up your voice and with us sing. Alleluia, alleluia. Thou burning sun with golden beam, thou ever moon with softer gleam. Oh, praise Him, oh, praise Him. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thou rushing winds that art so strong, ye clouds that sail in heaven along, oh, praise Him, hallelujah. Thou rising morn in praise rejoice. Ye lights of evening find a voice. Oh, praise Him, oh, praise Him, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let all things their Creator bless, and worship Him in humbleness. Oh, praise Him, hallelujah. Praise, praise the Father, praise the Son, and praise the Spirit, three in one. Oh, praise Him. Oh, praise Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Is that a little different than you're used to singing it? All right, let's do one that's a little more like you're used to.
Blessed be your name in the land that is plentiful, where your streams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name.
Blessed be your name. When I'm found in the desert place, though I walk through the wilderness, blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be your name. When the sun's shining down on me, when the world's all as it should be, blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. On the road marked with suffering, though there's pain in the offering, blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. One more time. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. You give and take away. You give and take away. My heart will choose to say, Lord, blessed be your name. You give and take away. Say, Lord, blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name.
It's already 9:50, so I'm going to release the kids now so that they can have their full fun time at Sunday school. So I'm going to release them. The rest of you, I invite you to be seated, and we're going to join together with the prayer of confession. Sometimes people kind of go, why do we do this prayer confession thing? I don't really like it so much. But here's one of the things I've noticed in myself, and maybe you know this too. The more I become aware of God's goodness, the more aware of my lack of goodness. The closer I draw to God's holiness, the more I become aware that I'm not holy. And instead of that being a place where that should move us towards shame, and beating ourselves up and talking about thinking about what a bad person I am, that reality, that natural thing that happens, the closer we are to that God's goodness, the more we recognize we're not good. God gives us a way to attend to that, and that's confession. That's to simply tell the truth. It's not to get locked up in our badness, but to say, this is really what's true, God. What's true is you're good, and what's true is I'm not as good as I wish I were. And that gap is troubling to me. And God says, I'm troubled by it too. Let's attend to that. And that's why we do prayers of confession. And that's why we hear the assurance of pardon. So would you don't need to get up, but I'm going to invite you to join with me. And we're going to read together the prayer of confession. Let's pray together. Loving God, we are sorry for our sins with all our heart. In choosing to do wrong and failing to do good, we have sinned against you, whom we should love above all things. We firmly intend, with your help, to do penance, to sin no more, and to avoid whatever leads us to sin. Our Savior, Jesus Christ, suffered and died for us. In his name, Lord, we have mercy. Amen. I invite you now to take a few moments for whatever confession, whatever truth you need to express to God in your heart right now. Amen. As we continue in a spirit of prayer and reflection, hear these words of assurance from our loving God. The good news in Christ is that when we face ourselves and God with the awareness of our need, we are given grace to grow and courage to continue the journey. Friends, believe the good news of the gospel.
In Jesus Christ, we are forgiven.
Amen. As a single parent, I have had to be in relationship with my kids in a way that I didn't imagine I would. That is to say, there's an authenticity and a rawness to my life now that my kids have had to see because they saw their parents go through a divorce. And because of that, it brings a greater sense of urgency to me to be able to say as clearly as I can to my kids what's really important to me, to pass on to them the best wisdom I know how to give. And there was a moment a few years back when we were sitting at the table talking about life and bills and budgets and all sorts of things, talking about the future and all the uncertainties of said future, when I needed to pause and just look at them and say, guys, the greatest thing I can ever give you, the one thing I can absolutely say without hesitation, this is the greatest advice and guidance I can ever give to you. You can absolutely trust Jesus with your life. And I could say that because I've experienced God lead me through such difficult, painful stuff. I'm a preacher. I say that kind of stuff for a living. But I could say it to them in that moment in a deeper way because I knew it in a deeper way. As we begin our reflection on Psalm 145 this morning, I invite you to think, what would you say to someone younger than you? Maybe it's your kids, your grandkids, maybe just the really sweet girl who serves you coffee at Starbucks, but who, if somebody looked at you and just asked you the question, why do you trust God? Why do you do that? What would you say to them? Psalm 145, verses 1 through 7. I lift you high in praise, my God, O my King, and I'll bless your name into eternity. I'll bless you every day and keep it up from now to eternity. God is magnificent. He can never be praised enough. There are no boundaries to his greatness. Generation after generation stands in awe of your work. Each one tells stories of your mighty acts. Your beauty and splendor have everyone talking. I compose songs on your wonders. Your marvelous doings are headline news. I could write a book full of the details of your greatness. The fame of your goodness spreads across the country. Your righteousness is on everyone's lips. Let us meditate on God's word this morning.
Heart, Lord, open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love. We sing holy, holy, holy. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Of my heart, I want to see you. I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing holy, holy, holy. High and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. I want to see. Holy, 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 holy. Holy, 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 I want to see you. Holy, 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 I want to see you. You are the Lord, the famous one, famous one. Great is your name in all the earth. The heavens declare you're glorious, glorious. Great is your fame beyond the earth. And for all you've done and yet to do, with every breath I'm praising you. Desire of nations and every heart, you alone are God, you alone are God. You are the Lord, the famous one, famous one.
You Presbyterians giving clap offerings. That's crazy. Life is not all sunshine and roses, but God is all mercy and grace. People are a mixed bag, but God is good to one and all. Government, good and bad, come and go. But God's reign is always good and will last for all time. How can you, as one of God's set apart people, take a stand in favor of God's goodness to one and all this coming election year?
God is all mercy and grace, not quick to anger, is rich in love. God is good to one and all. Everything he does is suffused with grace. Creation and creatures applaud you, God. Your holy people bless you. They talk about the glories of your rule. They exclaim over your splendor. Letting the world know of your power for good, the lavish splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is a kingdom eternal. You never get voted out of office.
Let us meditate on the word of the Lord.
Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not. faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me.
God is all about helping people make a fresh start. Even in Lamentations, a book of funeral songs, no less, it says that God's mercies renew every morning. So when we say God is a God of second chances, we really aren't even scratching the surface of God's grace. Is there a part of your life right now in which you need a fresh start? What would you like to say to God about that?
God always does what he says and is gracious in everything he does. God gives a hand to those down on their luck, gives a fresh start to those ready to quit. All eyes are on you, expectant. You give them their meals on time. Generous to a fault, you lavish your favor on all creatures.
Let's meditate on God's lavish generosity for a moment.
Let the king of my heart be the mountain where I run, the fountain I drink from, oh, he is my song. Let the king of my heart be the shadow where I hide, the ransom for my life, oh, he is my song. And you are good, oh, you are good, good, oh, you are good, good, oh, you are good, good, oh, let the king of my heart be the wind inside my sails, the anchor in the waves, oh, he is my song. Let the king of my heart be the fire inside my veins, the echo of my days, oh, he is my song. And you are good, good. Good, oh, you are good, good, oh.
Today's a really good day to celebrate God's goodness. We're going to have a picnic later. And I hope you will take some time to be with us, to come out, share some food, share the beauty of the day, to look at each other and go, wow, it is really good that God brought us together to be a family. It is really good that we live in California, where nothing is flooding at the moment. And even here in Northern California, where nothing is shaking at the moment. And the weather is beautiful. And we're in a beautiful space, surrounded by a beautiful God, sharing a beautiful time together. I hope you'll join us for our picnic. It's true, isn't it, that if God does a thing, then we can trust that it's the right thing. God is love. And all that God does is an outflow of overabundant love. This last section of Psalm 145 makes a bold promise. Anyone who prays it and means it, anyone who prays a prayer to God, whether they know God's name or not, whether they understand that God or not, whether they've ever come into a church or opened a Bible, whether they've done any of those things, if someone prays to God and means it, the psalmist says, that person can trust that God hears that prayer. So, imagine God right now at the edge of God's seat, leaning in, straining, eagerly listening to hear your voice, to hear you speak that which you so long to say to God. What is it that you want to say that God so longs to hear right now?
Everything God does is right.
Do it again.
The trademark on all his work is love. God's there listening to all who pray, for all who pray and mean it. He does what's best for those who fear him, hears them call out and saves them. God sticks by all who love him, but it's all over for those who don't. My mouth is filled with God's praise. Let everything living bless him. Bless his holy name from now to eternity.
Let us meditate on God's goodness for all eternity.
You are good, good, oh, you are good, good, oh, you are good, good.
Stand with me as we complete our time, I'm going to give you a benediction, and then we're going to sing our benediction song, as it were. If you came here this morning really needing somebody to pray with you, there's going to be some folks right over here who would love to pray with you. We also pray for folks over the course of the week through prayer cards. Those are the little yellow cards in the pews, and you're welcome to fill one of those out and drop those in with with an usher. We want to make sure that we're continuing to be the praying church that supports one another as needed. And now, hear these words of benediction, this good word, and then we'll sing together in close. Having meditated on God's goodness for a good long time this morning, I now urge you to go forth into the world in peace and to be of good courage, to hold fast to that which is good, to render to no one evil for evil. I charge you to strengthen the faint-hearted, support the weak, help the afflicted, honor everyone, love and serve the Lord, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit and the blessing of God Almighty. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Let's sing together.
How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will see how great, how great.
Go in peace. Thank you.